Ohio State officially has a starting quarterback. Will Howard, Kansas State transfer, fifth-year senior, will be the starting quarterback against Akron for the Buckeyes on August 31st. Letterman Row will, of course, be there. But first, we had to hear it from Ryan Day's mouth and Chip Kelly's mouth. That's Tim May, the 41-year vet. His mouth is going to talk about it, of course. That's Andy Backstrom. He's going to talk about it. And me, Spencer Holbrook, we're here to talk about it. Tim, Will Howard's the starting quarterback. What's your big takeaway from it all?
There's a former, the late, great Hayden Fry, former head coach at Iowa and other places, once said when something was obvious, but he answered with, well, what a surprise. So what a surprise. I mean, we've been talking about Will Howard for, seems like 6 months now in the last several weeks, about how different he looked. He has looked at preseason camp compared to what we saw of him in spring. And not just physically, but just the way he's run the offense, the way he's taken command out there. You know, when your defensive backs are raving about a guy, like last week, they were raving about Will Howard. You just kind of go, this guy's made an impression. This guy's their starting quarterback. They just haven't announced it yet.
Yeah.
And that was it. That was my, as we talked about, you know, ad nauseum last week too. That we all expected this to happen today. I know I did. Y'all did. So it wasn't a big surprise, except it just solidifies the fact that now this guy can take the leadership that comes with being named by the head coach as a starting quarterback. That just adds another little badge on your leadership shoulder, and he can run with it. But, yeah, Will Howard, you know, my jury was out on him a little bit when he showed up, only because he had seemed to be a little inconsistent at Kansas State. And in the final analysis, it looked like they almost – when he left Kansas State, it was almost like, hey, nice seeing you. You know what I mean? We got Avery Johnson coming up. You know, we're going to rock and roll with this guy, which is kind of what Kansas State people have been saying all this preseason. But I want to tell you something. I think Will Howard is big time. I mean, we'll see how big time. But I would think his, for example, a great thing to check later this afternoon or tomorrow is how much his stock goes up in the, what do you call it, the betting realm of Heisman Trophy race. Who's going to lead whatever in total yards and things like that. That'll be the next thing to check on this list, because that's a major moment for him.
This is the earliest Ryan Day has announced a starting quarterback since he's been acting head coach or full-time head coach. Justin Fields, I believe, was August 19th. Today is August 15th. Will Howard gets the nod. I think that's notable. It's also notable in the progression of Ryan Day. I think he wanted to make a decision. He said that last year's competition didn't influence the timing of this year's, but it kind of feels like it did, if you're asking me, because he actually revealed that this time last year he thought Devin Brown would be the starting quarterback, which we've never...
Devin had just had that one good... had a day.
Right, we've just never fully heard him say that. He's teased that before, but it seems like Kyle was actually the one that in the last second took that spot and just really felt like never was solid with either of those guys last year. This feels like he's very certain with Will Howard. The timing of that, what he talked about, the command in the huddle that Will Howard has. This was a surprise to no one in the building that Will Howard is the guy today.
Right.
And we heard that talking to these players the last couple of weeks. The things they've been saying about Will Howard, especially the last week, about what he's done in the huddle, the throws he's been making, not turning the ball over. I mean, it sounds like he still has only thrown one interception all of training camp, and that was to Denzel Burke, who broke on the route, and it was not a terrible throw. So he's done everything that was asked of him. And now the question is, who's quarterback two? Right now it's Devin Brown, but that's open still.
But keep in mind, Will Howard has started 20-something games.
Yeah.
These other guys haven't. I mean, there was a sense about him from a leadership standpoint from the get-go. He always had that going for him. Whereas those other examples you showed, none of those guys had ever been starters at Ohio State or anywhere else.
Yeah, it's interesting to me. Ryan Day, the most revealing thing Ryan Day said to me, well, not to me, but in my eyes today, was when he was asked about, you know, is it a relief to have this thing done? And he said, well, if it's close, then there would be a sense of relief. But he made it seem like today that it's not really close. And I think that does not say anything bad about Devin, because every time Ryan Day talked about Will today, he also talked about the progressions that Devin has made. The fact of the matter is, it started over there in the weight room. It continued onto the practice field, and it went outside. Will Howard has taken control of this team. He's taken control of the huddle. He's taken control of the locker room. It is his team now. And Ryan Day said in the last couple weeks, you've been able to see that. The players are responding well to him. When you have that as a head coach, you have to go in that direction. And I think, you know, Will's play on the field, the way, like you said, he's taking care of the football, the way he adds the running element, the durability, because one of the other things that, that Devin hasn't shown, and, you know, maybe it's just bad luck or maybe it's just who he is, he hasn't shown that he can be as durable, and Will Howard has shown across multiple seasons that he can be a durable option for Ohio State or for anybody who wanted him in the transfer portal. Like, all of these factors have led to this decision, and I think it is great news for Ohio State that they don't have to stand up there. Randy doesn't have to stand up there. The players don't have to keep it behind closed doors what they're seeing from these guys. Like, everyone knows that this is now Will Howard's team. It's his offense, and they can kind of move forward with this. And like you said, Andy, the battle for QB2 is not solidified. And again, that's nothing that Devin Brown is doing wrong. I think it just shows the level that Julian Sain is playing at right now. He's pushing Devin Brown for those second team reps, and I think that's pretty revealing for where this thing is.
Yeah, it's pretty revealing also that Chip Kelly, the offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach, and former head coach at places, pointed out, you know, Cardale Jones was a number three quarterback in 2014 going into camp and ended up basically leading the team those last three games to the national championship. It is imperative that, you know, the thing about the quarterback position, this is really just the beginning of the next beginning. All right, now you have a pecking order, at least from one, and then I truly believe there's two guys battling for the backup job, like you just pointed out. A veteran in terms of a journeyman on the team in Devin Brown, and a freshman, do I say the word phenom? I don't know if
sensation.
That's
sensation.
Maybe not even sensation. Yeah, maybe. But you know where I'm going with that. This guy is not to be discounted.
Yeah.
As this season progresses, I'm talking about Julian Sain, not necessarily going into the Akron game, but they want to bring three guys along. And as Chip Kelly said, to know how you're going to do that from terms of playing time, yeah, you would like to play those guys, but you got to let the games play out and see whether you're putting yourself, your team in jeopardy by playing a backup just to play a backup to get him. Yeah. You know. So the first three games are going to be key. From that standpoint, of a development standpoint of these guys getting in more games, including Devin Brown, who's barely completed a quarter ever as a player. So, but yeah, Julian Sain, I think, is maybe the next thing, because it's, when I asked Ryan Day about it, you know, it's, yeah, this guy has progressively gotten better, and his talent, you know, I think is undisputed.
Yeah, and then just going to be honest here, like, Devin Brown can come back and third time the charm this thing, try to win it in 2025. Julian Sain is going to push for a starting role in 2025. The battle to be the 2025 starting quarterback here, because no matter what Will Howard does, he's gone. So, like, no matter what, they have another new quarterback next year.
Right.
And now that Will Howard is the starter, there's going to be a new starter next year.
Hey, so, like, and who's the number one ranked quarterback in the country?
Yeah,
right now?
Tavian St. Clair.
So,
like, the
up.
Battle for the 2025 starting job starts officially now, because you got to try to get a leg up in that regard. Like, the backup job now becomes just this massive thing that we have to worry about, and, you know, we almost get to worry about, because it's really talented people who are trying to become the next starter here. Like, when you take the starting job, you get the keys to this offense. You are like the name in college football, the Ohio State starting quarterback. And the backup has a fast track almost to try to claim that job for next year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing is, with as much as they want to run the quarterback too, that's just the added risk of an injury and another guy having to come in, especially the season that they hope goes 16 games.
Yeah.
So,
wait,
I mean, we'll see.
Make sure we understand. They want the quarterback to run.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily like Chip Kelly has been adamant about, they're not going to be calling quarterback power, quarterback keepers every other play.
We've seen in practice.
But, like, exactly. But that's, you're exactly right. That's what's key is the last couple of years, last three years, they haven't really had a quarterback that would run.
Right.
You know, with the exception of C.J. Stroud in the game against Georgia. But that's a great point, though.
Yeah. So, I mean, the other battle that's still going on, I guess, besides the backup quarterback battle, is the right guard battle, which I think everyone is focusing on right now. And it just feels like they don't have enough data, mainly because Carson Hinsman has dealt with some illness and has missed some practices here and there. There was that virus that swept through. It feels like they put that behind them that affected multiple guys, including Carson Hinsman. But Tegra Shibola hasn't missed a practice. His development seems steady from what we've heard and seen. And I think it's still Tegra Shibola and Carson Hinsman duking it out there at right guard. And it feels like They want it settled sometime before the season starts.
I think if they started a game tomorrow, Tegra Shibola would be your starting right
well,
guard.
Well, again, the best ability is availability. It's cliche, right. But he's been out there,
but
and we've seen
him. But he's made progress,
him.
Too, yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, he's looked the part. Chip Kelly pointed out, 6'6", 330, whatever. You know, I always thought it was 6'7", but 6'6", 330. And this guy bends his hips. He's gotten into it. He's a huge guy at guard, agreed?
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
oh, yeah.
We've watched him. He's got great feet right on down the line, and now he gets it. So I think that is a great situation to have, him and Carson Hensman battling for that job.
Sometimes in football and in life, you just need a little bit of a lucky break for yourself. So usually unlucky for somebody else, but it just becomes a lucky break for you.
Right.
Tegra may be getting that right now, in all honesty. Like, it's not Carson Hensman's fault that he's missed however many practices he's missed. We don't know the exact number because we haven't been out there since last Thursday. But, like, the bottom line is Tegra has stayed healthy and Carson Hensman hasn't. Tegra has been out there more. There's more of a sample set size with Tegra. Do you know who he's getting more comfortable with as he travels with every time they do even split field? Josh Fryer. So he's taking every rep beside Josh Fryer only because Carson Hensman has been dealing with an illness. He's getting more comfortable next to Seth McLaughlin and Josh Fryer. Like Tim just said, he's embraced that role, and Ohio State really, really likes what he's putting on the film from the practices. Like, this is, and it may be another example of, like, Devin Brown versus Will Howard. It may be nothing that was in Carson Hensman's control, but right now it seems like it's trending toward Tegra Shibola. Because he's out there, and as he gets out there, he's gaining confidence. He's being able to block Caden McDonald and showing he can do it well. He's blocking Tyleek Williams at a high level. He's going against the ones and proving himself. Like, it's not Carson's fault that he's not there, but like Tim said, if they'd have started a game right now, it'd be Tegra. And I think with only 2 weeks left in this, Tegra's probably going to start when they have the scrimmage on Saturday. If he has a good scrimmage, I don't know if there's anything that you can do to stop him, because it's kind of a runaway train there. It feels like he's becoming the leading guy to be the right guard, Andy.
I agree. I mean, again, it goes back to he's just been there. He's been practicing. But I think it's a good situation depth-wise, because they talked about all the other guys that have been stepping up with this virus kind of affecting the availability of some of the main starters. So Austin Saravelle has been someone who's mentioned, I think, the last couple of press conferences, someone who stepped up not only at guard, where he feels like maybe the next guy up at left guard after Donovan Jackson leaves for the NFL at some point, but also playing some tackle as well. And there's some swing capability there.
Yeah.
And so I think there's a lot of depth there as you go down the line. Josh Padilla is another player that they're impressed with at center, but also guard. Then Luke Montgomery has been getting reps at center. I think they're starting to feel a little bit more comfortable with the depth that they have at offensive line, which is going to be so important because, as Tim has mentioned several times, and I agree with, this program's been very lucky with offensive line injuries, and that means staying away from injuries during the season.
And even a guy like George Fitzpatrick, who's been pretty sick the last few days over the last 2 weeks, was one of those guys who missed some time. When he's in there, Ohio State's been impressed with him. And, you know, I've heard from some folks just like, he looks good when he's in there.
Progress in the spring, is he?
Yeah.
Carried it through.
And then, a young pup like Ian Moore, loses his black stripe today. Chip Kelly announced that. Maybe he wasn't even supposed to announce it. I don't know. But Ian Moore loses his black stripe. That's another guy that I don't know if you can say you're going to count on him, but the depth seems to be building here. It's a credit to Mike Cellini. It's a credit to Justin Fry. It's a credit to Tim Drevno, Chip Kelly, for installing all of this. You know, Justin Fry is now in his third year. He's getting more comfortable with all of these guys who have been in that system. Like, this is the way offensive line is supposed to go. Young guys are supposed to develop and then get on the field in year two or three or even four. Like, that's a developmental position, and I think the Buckeyes are reaping the rewards of being patient with some of these guys who are now taking a step. Oh, by the way, Zen Mahalski, another guy who Ohio State said, hey, you know, I heard from some people in the spring who said, yeah, it's not there. It's just not going to happen. Now Ryan Day is talking about him adding to the depth because he looks like he's taken a big step forward this offseason into training camps. Like, I like where this offensive line is right now. I really do, too.
Yeah, and who's going to be on the very end of it from one play to the next, which is tight end, which we've talked about a lot. You know, we got a little more enlightened today. I mean, obviously Ryan Day likes Will Kaczmarek, the way he's come along and become the all-around player you want at tight end.
He might start.
Yeah, G. Scott Jr. It sounds like he's been in and out of the lineup a little bit, availability, but they like his progress, and then. Yeah. Who was the next guy he mentioned?
Well, he didn't just mention him. I think he legitimately, the only guy I've heard Ryan Day in a while truly challenge.
Who was
Jelani,
that?
Jelani Thurman.
Who was the guy? Who is?
Jelani Thurman.
Who has been number one in Tim May's mind? Not number one as a starter, but the guy that I'm so curious about and interested in, seeing if he can make that step to become consistent and reliable and available, but mainly reliable, is Jelani Thurman. Definitely looks the part, and I've said this a million times. I don't care what else he does. If you don't have some, just a couple of packages of him getting to the back of the end zone when you're in the red zone, then you're not trying. You understand what I'm saying? But boy, the more you hear about him, he is coming along. He is getting it, and that's huge at that position. So that would be right now. That might be the most on Saturday. That might be the position. I'm gonna write about this a little bit for Friday. Friday's, do we call it Friday's edition? What do you call it? Friday's smear?
I just call it Friday.
Yeah. I know. Football Fridays. Best Fridays in football. Is that might be the position on the offense right now that I have the most question about they've got the guys. Who's going to be the guy? Do they have to have the guy? I'm talking about a tight end. I think they've got two right guards. You know what I mean? So now my question is, who's your starting tight end? Does it matter? Especially in the Chip Kelly realm where they're going to run 12 personnel, you think a lot. They might even run 22 personnel.
Yeah.
That's what I'm more curious about. But who is going to be that reliable, every play if you need him, tight end? That might be settled on Saturday.
And even Ryan Day mentioned that Bennett Christian has had a really good training camp.
But I'm talking about
Yeah, and then he said, we need Jelani Thurman to progress.
Yeah.
Like, they don't just want it to happen. They're not just looking for him to do something. Ryan Day said, we need him to progress. So I think now...
Just like Tucker Shibola looks the part, so does Jelani Thurman.
Yeah, I think right now the tight end pecking order, if I was handicapping it right now, it's Will Kaczmarek, then G. Scott, then Jelani Thurman, then Bennett Christian. I don't know if there's a lot of separation between 1 and 4. Maybe 1 and 3 more. And then Bennett is number 4, but he's a good blocker, so he might be used for some things. The last thing I want to touch on, and we'll just get it real quick before we get out of here. Andy, this is your third year around this place. Tim, this is your 41st year around this place.
Yeah.
This is my 6th. I've been here. I've missed one Ryan Day press conference for a funeral a few years ago. I don't know if I've ever heard Ryan Day more confident than I heard him today. I'll start with you, Andy, because Tim just talked tight ends. Have you ever heard Ryan Day this confident in a group? I can't remember a time, but maybe you have your own thoughts.
It's definitely up there. You know, I think what stands out is he's so confident in the depth everywhere. And I wanted to talk about wide receiver because I think besides Zen Mihalski, the other big surprise today of someone who's really started to emerge late in their career, Kojo Antwi.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone else in his class transferred out. Whether it was Keon Graves, Caleb Burton, Caleb Brown, they're gone. He's the only one that stuck around, and I think that 2022 class was a little bit of an afterthought with the wide receivers. He's still been here. He's still been working. You know, I know he's a big morale guy in that room. They all really like him. But
he's
as far
that
as
on the field too, though, when we've gotten to
watch. Yeah, absolutely. But he's stuck around, and now he seems like he could contribute as maybe number 5 wide receiver. That was really the first guy when I asked Ryan Day about who stepped up at 5, 6, and 7. Kojo Antwi's name was mentioned really early.
Yeah.
And maybe he will be one of those guys, you know, along with potentially Mylon Graham, who was also mentioned, who's had a really good 5 days. And Bryson Rogers as well. They kind of need him to continue to develop and get his weight to around that 187 mark. So I think that's what it comes down to for me with the confidence from Ryan Day. It's depth. I think he's seen it. I think there were some question marks, certain parts of the roster, whether it was nickel, whether it was offensive line, wide receiver. In camp, it feels like those questions have been answered, and that's where I think this confidence is coming from.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, what were you pointing to me about, though? What do you want me to follow
just
up
the
on?
You know, Ryan's talking about the depth.
I agree. I mean, I just remember you, I don't know if you remember me asking this question back in the spring. I asked Ryan, I said, was there any moment in that first or second first practice where you sort of like looked around the field and said, damn, you know? Because, I mean, the talent is there. Anybody can see it. The names that came out of his head today seemed endless, meaning of talking about this guy and this guy and this guy. And maybe glowing terms is not the right way, but in encouraging terms. And then when you're talking, we'll talk, you know, some other day, probably tomorrow, about Jim Knowles talking about the defense, though. You know, his concern right now is safety depth. But I'm telling you, otherwise around that defense. You look around, especially Lorenzo Styles Jr.
We'll get there, Tim. I promise.
I'm not going into whatever. I'm not going crazy, but the depth across the lot here is obvious to anybody.
Yeah.
And even to Ryan Day. And like you said, we're talking with confidence. Yeah, you always feel confident when you got a room full of really good football players.
I would agree with that. It is a stark contrast to load up the Twitter machine, see Kirby Smart whining, quite frankly, about the deterioration of football because he doesn't have the proper depth. And you look in there and Ryan Day's talking about all the guys he's got. Interesting to me.
That's a great juxtaposition.
They're playing the same sport right now. Ohio State just seems to be on another level with this roster because I don't hear Ryan Day complaining about the deterioration of football with the depth on his roster.
No.
So it's interesting.
Maybe next year, but not this year.
Yeah, for sure. just interesting, to say the least. For now, Ohio State has a starting quarterback. It is Will Howard, a former Kansas State repute, as Tim May would say, the 41-year vet. He's going to get to work writing about what we heard from Ryan Day in that room over there. Andy Backstrom, he's going to get to work writing about what we heard over there. And me, Spencer Holbrook, we've got all of our coverage at lettermanrow.com. Go get it right now. The Letterman Lounge, the message board is popping off. The website is just bursting with coverage. We'd love for you to come check it out. Give us a chance. Again, Tim May, Andy Baxter, and Spencer Holbrook, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll be back on Friday to break down everything Jim Knowles said because we didn't even touch his press conference. Until then, go to lettermanrow.com. We'll see you guys over there.